Today I was thinking of all the many healings I've had with the help of a practitioner through Christian Science in this church. And one I was most grateful for, it's character changes. And at one time, and I know this is an ongoing process, but I really struggled with pride. It was very hard for me to take any kind of rebuke. I was usually would get my feelings hurt or get angry, and I would want to retreat and not face the problem or look within and to see what the problem really was. And this was a problem for me because it prevented my growth in science. And I'm grateful that I had friends and certainly this practitioner who kept after it and broke that pride. As that hymn, Lead Kindly Light, says, pride ruled my will. And I think pride and will and fear, they all go together, and they're all godless. The practitioner at one time gave me this from Retrospection and Introspection by Mrs. Eddy on page 80, where Mrs. Eddy says, though the divine rebuke is effectual to the pulling down of sin's strongholds, it may stir the human heart to resist truth before this heart becomes obediently receptive of the heavenly discipline. If the Christian Scientist recognized the mingled sternness and gentleness which permeate justice and love, he will not scorn the timely reproof, but will so absorb it that this warning will be within him a spring welling up into unceasing spiritual rise and progress. The kindly shepherd of the East carries his lambs in the arms of the sheepcot, but the older sheep pass into the fold under his compelling rod. He who sees the door and turns away from it is guilty. There were times when I saw that door and turned away from it, and it wasn't very pleasant to live with my guilty conscience. I'm so grateful to have had this help and to know that all things are possible to God, and character reformation is a wonderful healing, and the healing of pride is perhaps the most liberating healing there possibly could be. I'm grateful to this church for its faithful practice of real Christian Science.